and they had worsted. Now that's yarn, ain't it? That worsted yarn. That was one of the most expensive materials they could bring that. Yeah, and that ranks right up with silk. They've always had silk, I reckon. I guess they've always had silk. And they had satin. Mm-hmm. That would be a summer moray. It's mm-hmm. mostly white, and it's been made the dresses out of. And it's, they had beets. Mm-hmm. Of course, all the time. They've had that ever since.
Now, beets were just domestic.
Domestic, yeah.
White.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could get other
yeah.
beets. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
now calico, you can't hardly buy none of that, and you know the thing in the world on a percale is just a little bit nicer material, mm-hmm. just like mm-hmm. you know, it's a little heavier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is the first
would they make pretty, could it make, like, little girls would wear a lot of different pretty dresses?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
They could make 5 to sew for.
Oh.
They had some of the best seamsters back then. Now, my grandmother, Horace, had this loom that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she could weave this these garments. And,
weave the material.
And she made these garments. She could make a suit of clothes. And you wouldn't know them from a factory made suit. She knew how to cut.
Well, was it pretty material when she weave it?
Yeah, it was pretty. Some of it was pretty.
Was it prettier than what you could buy in the store?
No, I don't suppose it was. It was mostly yarn, you see,
yeah.
They called it, for pants or a suit of clothes, they called it jeans.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. And
uh-huh.
It was a warm and it lasted, and this old man Haywood that I was telling you about, that the Haywood Township's named after. He had a cotton gin, a sawmill, and it was a blacksmith shop and a grocery store and general store there, and they was a stave factor there. Well, he had grown children, grown young men,
mm-hmm.
and. This cotton, they had to haul it to Malden to sell it
mm-hmm.
for the railroad come down this far down. And the old Uncle Whit Haywood was getting up grown young man. Well, he'd never had a suit of clothes except jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going out with the girls, huh? And grandmother had made him these suits. So he was going with Granddaddy up to Malden, take a load of cotton, and Grandmother said to him, said, Whit, now, if you would buy, he could buy this cloth at Malden that you couldn't buy here. I'll make you a suit of clothes out of it. And so that's what he done. And I've heard him say it is the prettiest, best suit of clothes he ever had. And she made it. She could make it. And they was good seamsters here, for they didn't go to town to buy nothing. It was ready-made. And they weren't all good seamsters, but they was good seamsters over the country back then. They could cut and make anything they...
Yeah. Well, probably a lot of it was prettier than what they have now, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they could do it.
Well, what would women wear over their dresses in the kitchen to keep?
Well, some wore aprons. They called aprons, mm-hmm. and tied around the waist, and some had them that they went up around the shoulders that
uh-huh.
they could put on. They wore them as
what would they use to hold a baby's diaper in place?
They called it a satchel to carry this.